This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Health and Living on the Bigger Picture. Recently, a large study of 1.8 million Danish women, conducted by researchers in the University of Copenhagen in Denmark, found that hormone contraceptives cause a small but significant increase in the risk for breast cancer. We speak to consultant obstetrician and gynecologist Dr. Helena Lim to find out if women should be alarmed. Dr. Helena, what did the study find with regard to breast cancer risk?
Yeah, this is a very interesting study because all these years, we know for a fact that contraceptive pills is associated with a slight increase of breast cancer. And yet, there is actually a lack of a very big cohort study to actually quantify the risk. Now, this time, this study is actually done in Denmark between and actually looking at women between the age of 15 to 49 years of age who have had no history of cancer or thromboembolism and is not actually receiving any fertility treatment at all. So this is a very huge study to look at really whether these women had a higher risk of getting breast cancer if they are actually they have been on contraceptive pills before. Now, this study is interesting because it actually covers 1.8 million of women, which is a huge, huge study. No previous study has actually covered such a big cohort before. These studies have actually shown that if you are ever on contraceptive pills before, you have a very slight risk of higher risk of having breast cancer compared to those women who had never been on any contraceptive pills before. However, this is actually very, very controversial because I think when the publication of this study, everybody panicked and said that, you know, I will get breast cancer if I ever been on pills before. But really, we have to really dissect these results very carefully because this is actually when we talk about medical statistics, a lot of times this presentation is actually about relative risk. Relative risk means that I'm comparing the risk of you having breast cancer if you take contraceptive pills versus those group of women whose risk of breast cancer if you are not taking contraceptive pills. And we find that although there is a slight increment, but the risk is very, very, very small.
What types of hormone contraceptives were studied?
Okay, they are actually looking at contraceptive pills which are contemporaries, those which are used in the common formulation that we have recently. Now, what happens is that in the past, the contraceptive pills have comes in different formulation, and some formulation are at increased risk of venous thrombosis and so forth. So this kind of formulation has actually gradually been phased out. So they are talking about the so-called contemporary hormone contraception, which are the contraceptive pills that we are using at the moment at this juncture, at this century.
Did the study include devices like IUDs?
Okay, this study also look at IUDs such as Myrina, which is actually the IUCD which are coated with progesterone as well. And they also find that there is a slight increment, in terms of breast cancer. However, we have to dissect these statistics and this study carefully because, again, the risk of breast cancer is not just, depending on whether they use a birth contraceptive pills or not. It also have to depend on a person's age, his general health, her personal risk of breast cancer, and other breast cancer risk factors such as smoking, cigarettes, drinking, as well as obesity. And also her parity, whether she had children before or whether she actually have breastfed her children before. Because these are the factors that actually increases or decreases your risk of having breast cancer.
Considering all these factors, how do we put these results into perspective for women who are taking or considering taking these contraceptives?
Okay. Now, in this whole study, they find out that there was 11,500 cases of breast cancer who were diagnosed among the women who took contraceptive pills. However, there is actually also a group of patients who are actually never used contraceptive pills before. So there is actually a slight increase, but not more than that. Okay, not a lot more. So they find that there's only about one new breast cancer case per 7,690 women who use hormonal contraception for a year. And the risk is actually very small. Okay, there is also different for women of different age. For example, if you are actually a younger woman, less than 35 years of age, there's only one additional breast cancer cases for every 50,000 women who use contraceptive for a year. So, in fact, there's actually no effect on overall cancer rate because the rates of other cancer will reduce. For example, if you use contraceptive pill for more than 10 years, you have a 50% reduction in ovarian cancer as well as endometrial cancer. We had to also take into consideration that, the use of contraceptive pills actually reduces unwanted pregnancies, reduces the need for termination of pregnancies because of unwanted pregnancy, and actually save our lives as well. So I think if you take into all this thing into a bigger perspective, I think the use of contraceptive pills has been beneficial for mankind.
Thank you very much. That was Dr. Helena Lim, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist, helping us to understand the link between hormone contraceptives and breast cancer. I'm T. Shaoik. This is Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.